is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Sarah Vitek. Someone who knows how can pick a lock using just a paperclip. But how about with a smartphone? Researchers at the National University of Singapore wondered if smartphone audio of a key turning inside a lock could be used to figure out the shape of that key. And spoiler alert, under the right conditions, they could create a few very good candidate keys, including the correct key. Sundari Ramesh, a grad student who led the work on the project, which the researchers called SpyKey, said that the work was inspired by some previous research where the movement of smartwatches on people's wrists was used to figure out the code of combination locks.
Essentially, what they did was they were looking at smartwatches on your wrist in order to infer the pin to the combination lock. So in some sense, they're able to measure the angle, right? So we were like, okay, wait, people are doing this for combination locks. Maybe like there are some, you know, similar insights that we can apply to other kinds of locks. And the most prevalent kind of locks is these kind of physical locks and keys.
The first task for the team was to get audio from a key opening a lock and to see if they could pull useful information out of that audio.
Whenever you insert a key into a lock, it produces a series of click sounds.
The pins of the lock moving over the ridges of the key is what produces the clicks.
Which is not really audible for the human ear because it's too close to be resolvable. But when you hear it from a high-quality microphone, you can actually clearly hear these click sounds.
Once they verified that getting this series of clicks out of the audio was possible, they moved on to using simulations. And that's because for the type of lock that they chose, the quote-unquote key space, or the number of possible unique keys, was 586,584. And they wanted to test how this type of analysis would work on every possible key. So instead of getting actual audio for 586,000 keys, they just simulated where the clicks would be in those audio recordings.
SpyKey was like the best case analysis for an attacker. So if he manages to get all the click information precisely, then this is how the results would be.
Using the time between each click and some clever geometry, the researchers attempted to figure out the shape of each key. Immediately, about half of the possible keys were deemed unattackable. And that's because some of the clicks that those keys would produce would overlap with each other. This left about 330,000 potential key shapes. More analysis was able to narrow down each sound signature to just a handful of key patterns. The research was presented at ACM's Hot Mobile 2020, which is a computer science research conference. The strategy is a long way from being viable in the real world. For one thing, it relies on the key being inserted at a constant speed. And for another, the audio element has a lot of challenges, like background noise.
The main point of this work was not really to say, you know, like, stop using these keys because they're not really good. It's more about, like, just being aware of what keys we're using, what locks we're using. So I think being aware of what is actually on your front door is very important.
Thanks for listening. For Scientific American 60 Second Science, I'm Sarah Vitek.